morning. Good morning, all my Frontarians. So glad to have you here on this beautiful Sunday morning. I have been praying for you all week long and praying for the greatest blessings to you. Today, you're in for a treat. We are getting ready for an incredible message today on the parables of Jesus. And I want to just encourage everybody, keep updated. Come on and click in to our Frontier Faith Life. If you haven't, log in where we're going to be having Bible studies and discussions. We want to get you plugged in, and we want to make sure that you're in a safe place for fellowship and to see everybody's faces. I think it's going to be awesome. So tune in there to Frontier Faith Life, and we're going to be looking for you and to help you grow in Jesus. We have a great speaker here today, someone that I would call a son of the house, who cares about Frontier Church, cares about its people, cares about the Word of God more importantly. And I'm so excited, so honored to bring to you for the first time one of our own that's going to bring an incredible word from an experienced man who has done this before. Let's give it up for John Guarino. Come on, let's give a hand. God bless you, brother. Awesome. God bless you. God bless you.
Well, first off, I'd like to thank Bishop for allowing me this opportunity. Not so much allowing me. God's had a purpose on my life, and this is where I'm supposed to be at. So, and I didn't have much choice. Bishop kind of reminded me of when I learned how to swim. My dad, I was by the swimming pool, and he said, "Can you swim?" And I said, "Yeah, I can swim." So he kind of just kicked me in the water. So that's kind of what Bishop did. He's been telling me to study. And I've been studying, but he said it's time to swim, and he's kicked me off into the deep end. So I'd like to thank Bishop, Frontier Church, the family, for allowing me this opportunity. The people online, thank you for tuning in. And I'd like to thank my beautiful wife, Amy. So you guys have to deal with me if I start crying, because it comes with the territory. Bishop's been covering the parables of Jesus for the last couple weeks. So we'll continue that. We'll be reading from John chapter 15 today. Before we start, just like to start off with a little prayer. So Jesus, just please forgive me of my sins, Lord. Any unclean thoughts, Lord. Lord, I just come before you, Lord. Just use me as your vessel, Lord. Just fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, just let your words flow from my mouth, Lord. Just let me bring your message to that one person, Lord, that this needs to go to. In Jesus' name, amen. So last couple weeks, Bishops, he's been talking. Week one was of the sower, the farmer that's sowing the seed. So I just want to touch a little bit on that. Not only are we supposed to be sowers, and we're supposed to be just... We need to be planting seed. We don't need to be worrying about if their land is ready or whatever. We need to be planting seeds, and if it's there, if it's their time, the seed will grow. We just plant it. Let God water it. Let God take care of it. All we have to do is just plant the seed. But also, as we are sowing, we need to have our land ready. No matter how much we know, I am still new. I was saved at a young age, but it's a long story. Maybe another day. But I was saved at a young age, but I am so new in the walk with the Holy Spirit, in my relationship with God, that I'm still clearing my land. I'm waiting for the seed. But even those that the bishop that just has the knowledge that he's able to so easily, his relationship is so close that just the knowledge just comes out of the word. Even he needs to have his land ready. He's going to get seed. He's not done growing. We all have room to grow. None of us are perfect. God is perfect. Jesus is perfect. We're not. We still have to grow. So just make sure our hearts, that's our land, just clear the rocks, clear the vines. Let's get that land plowed up ready for when that seed comes, that it can grow. So I just kind of wanted to add that. And then even last week when Bishop went back to the Old Testament to tie in to grow where you planted, God has a reason that we're there and we need to grow. He knows what we need more than we do. We just don't listen to the flesh. When it's time for us to move, he'll move us whether we want to go or not. So I've been a member here for 2 years. So like I said, I've been, and this goes into the parable, I've been grafted into the body of the Frontier Church. And this building isn't a church. The people, you guys online, that's what I've been grafted onto. So we'll just move forward. Parables. Jesus talks in parables. He just didn't want to. He's trying to give us the keys to the kingdom, and God talks, or Jesus talks about the kingdom, his whole ministry. The kingdom is like a treasure. The kingdom is like a merchant looking for the choice pearls. Just that's his ministry. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. He's trying to give us the keys, the code, to bring what's in heaven here. Not just I'm saved and I'll go to church and then I'm in heaven. No, he wants us to bring his kingdom here. Bring it here. So it's just, and the more the just God's word is, the more I read it, the more it opens up. And even as I'm going through this, so I'll tie into the Old Testament, Numbers 22, verse 28, Balaam's donkey. So where God gave the donkey the ability to speak, so right here, I'm your donkey for today, so I'm going to speak. We'll come back to that in a little bit, but it's so important. God can use any of us. He's going to plant the seed, or the seed to get planted. He's going to water and take care of us, and we need to be planted where he plants us, so when our season's right and our fruit is there, he's going to have somebody come by, and that's how you know what kind of tree it is, by the fruit. So we'll dive into the parables here, and one, I am going blind as I get older, so you guys have to bear with me here. So, John, and I'll be reading out of the New Living Translation, John chapter 15, verse 1. He says, and this is in red, so this is Jesus, so you know this is important. Anytime it's in red, that's Jesus, it's important, we need to listen. Chapter 14, ends, and they're coming out of the upper room, the Last Supper. Jesus is done pretty much with his ministry. He's walking to the garden, and he's got his disciples with him. That's who he's talking to right now, his disciples. And as Bishop's been teaching, he's trying to build us up as disciples to not only hear but to send us out. So we need to study and get in the word so we know as we go out, we know that we're the seed that we're trying to plant is God's seed, not seed of the flesh. We don't want to be caught up in look what I can do. It's look what God has done, you know. So we just need to make sure that we're disciples. And that's who Jesus is talking to here. And he says, I am the true grapevine. There's a lot of vines. There's a lot of grapevines. A lot of trees. They're still discovering new species of plants and animals. Jesus says, "I am the true grapevine. I am the only grapevine." So if we're gonna get to God, He is the true grapevine. That's who we have to be attached to. And my Father is the gardener, the husbandman. It's His vineyard. He owns everything. It's His vineyard. He's coming out and He's inspecting everything. And he wants everything to be perfect. And it says, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit. He cuts off every branch of mine. It's not up to us to look at the branch next to us and say, why are they here? What are they doing? No, it says he, God will take care of his own house. We take care of our house. And in the marriage ministry, and I use this analogy all the time. It's probably one of the best things that I heard. And we learned a lot in it, but the circle. Draw a circle around yourself, fix what's wrong with you, and your spouse will fix their own self. So you can use that analogy anywhere. We're on the vine, we're in the church. Don't worry about what he has, what she has, what he's doing, what Bishop's doing. Fix ourselves, fix our own problems. Ask God to fix our hearts. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. And be careful what you wish for. Those that think it's easy up here, I want to be bishop. How come bishop gets to speak? Trust me, this is not easy. And I'll touch back. Bishop asked me a week ago. He said, can you preach about that? And I said, yes. And he said, good, you're preaching next week. So this has been the roughest week for me and my wife. We've had arguments that make no sense. So, and even this morning getting up, I said, we got to be there. I got to get there early. You know, I still got studying to do. I give her a cup of coffee, and she stands up, coffee everywhere. It just goes everywhere. And I'm like, oh, Satan's sinning. It's not Satan. I don't have enough fruit, I feel, yet. And I don't want to say we're all equally important. But I don't think I warrant Satan's where he's coming down and saying, okay, John's relationship is so close, it's time for me. Like the villains in the movies where the minions always, go do this and go do that. Once you defeat all the minions, then the main guy, I'll do it myself. I'm still fighting the minions. So, but the attacks were coming. And I said, we got to go. Next thing I know, I hear something break in the bedroom. It's perfume everywhere, glass everywhere. I'm like, oh, the attacks are coming. I said, come on, we got to get going. We can't be late, you know. So it's not easy being up here. So take care of ourselves. Take care of our own house. Take care of our own heart. And let God take care of our brothers and sisters in our family. It says, he cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they produce even more. So a tree, a vine, it can't do, it's either going to be what we call vegetative or reproductive. Reproductive is the fruit, the seed. That's how everything reproduces. That's how we reproduce, by seed. That's how a plant reproduces, by seed. So, or vegetative, it grows. It can't do both. Either all the energy goes into being growing and being vegetative, or when it's time to make fruit, it takes so much energy out of that plant, that's what it's going to do. So even if we're producing fruit, he has to prune us. And it's not just, sometimes God does some hard pruning. So, and we'll go back to what Bishop, grow where you're planting. So, when you're pruning, usually it's very almost like a bonsai tree where you see the guy and he's years and he's just a little leaf here and a little leaf there. And I think so God came out and he looked at me and he had his little pruners and I'm off where I shouldn't be. And he looked in his hand and he said, yeah, this isn't going to work. So he goes back and he comes out and he's got his red flannel shirt on and he's got the big chainsaw that the lumberjacks use. He said, yeah, this is what we're going to need for this guy. So he got done pruning me and he looks up and he said, he's got that one little piece of green up there. I'm not going to be able to do much with this guy. So he takes that cutting and he's grafting me into the vine. And if you go back to Romans 11, where Paul's talking about we've been grafted onto the vine. So when we're grafted to the vine, it's delicate work. It's hard to graft something to the vine, to anything. So as we're grafted, we're new into his word. God's taking care of us. That's when we're new in faith, God's really taking care of us. Almost like when Israel came out and God took care of them. They were new. We're hungry. Well, there's manna. We're thirsty. Water coming from everywhere. We don't like the manna. We want something else. The birds they're new. God, miracles are just happening everywhere. So we're new. So and that's when we're pruned into the vine, we're new. And then you get people that have they're seasoned Christians. Well, why they just got saved? Why do they have all? Why'd they get a new car? They just got saved. I need a new car. I've been saved 40 years. How come I don't have a new car? Well, they're new to the vine. God's taking care of them. He's misting. He's going out every day and he's misting them. He's watching them. He's letting that wound heal where it's been attached to the vine. So once it is attached, though, and it starts to grow, that's when it gets rough on us now. So even though we're producing fruit, God comes out and he wants to prune us. It might not be time. We in our flesh might think it's time to produce fruit. Well, God's got a plan for us all, a purpose for us all. And if it's not time, he's going to prune it. Because if it's not time for us to produce fruit, all the energy is going to go into that fruit, and we might only make one fruit or two. And it goes back to what Bishop was saying, the bitter fruit. So if it's not time, if we can't get the energy, if our roots aren't deep enough, if we're not attached to the vine just right, we can't pull up all the nutrients that we need to make that delicious fruit that we need, the grapes that are there. And we got to make sure that our grapes are the best grapes. Because when it comes time, when the pressure comes and it gets time to be squeezed, we want to have the best juice there is. We want to be able to share what is inside us with everybody when that pressure comes, like a wine press. So, and if we start, so Charlie Brown's Christmas tree, I don't know, maybe my age, I know some of you guys know who Charlie Brown is. He's got this little bitty Christmas tree, and he puts his little ornament on it, falls over. And that's how it is when we start growing in Christ, and we think, okay, I'm ready. And our apple or our little piece of fruit starts to grow, and we're not ready, and we fall over. And we fall over. And now the worms are eating our fruit and stuff. And so God knows when our time is. It's not up to us to know. We just produce the fruit. Okay, if we produce it, and if it's time and God says you're ready, then the fruit's going to come. It's going to come. If it's not, that's where God's coming in, and only God's going to prune. Don't let anybody else come in and try to prune you. When it's time, God will prune you. So, and he wants us to produce more fruit. Don't be satisfied with, excuse me, I'm on the tech team. I'm serving. I'm good. Look at my fruit, you know. So God comes in and prunes me and gives Bishop the word. It's time. He's off in the deep end now. So we can't be satisfied where we're at. I'll keep reading here. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Now, remember, he's talking to the disciples. So the disciples have been with him 3.5 years now. They've seen the miracles. God's going through towns, and he's just clearing out hospitals just by walking through the town. He's raising the dead. He's casting out demons. They've seen the miracles. They've heard the preachings. They've heard the parables. So God's already came into his disciples. They've been with him for the 3.5 years. So they've already been pruned. They've been purified by the message, his word, that he's given them, that he's given us now. So remain in me, and I will remain in you. So abide in him, and he'll abide in us is another translation. We have to be in his word. We have to. If we're not in the word, he can't be in us. So we're attached to the vine. He's attached to God. That's where all our nutrition comes from, is the Word. And Jesus is the Word. So when he's talking about that, this, and he's talking about the whole Word, not just parts, bits and pieces of it. When I was growing up, there were certain, especially Acts, or the church that I was in, we kind of skipped over some parts of Acts. So until the last 3 years, I really hadn't dove into Acts, but it's you can't pick and choose what you want to believe. It's in the beginning to the end. So, and we have to understand that it's not just we just read it and read it, and the Frontier Church has a great, they give you great opportunities to learn with all their courses. Rooted, if that ever comes again, that is a great course, Rooted. I learned so much. How to be a disciple. Refire Marriage is an awesome, and I'll plug Refire Marriage. It's not just because, oh, we're getting divorced and so we better go here. This is just it's to make us stronger. It's to prune us. So our marriage might be producing fruit, but it might be time for God to prune a little bit now to allow us to grow and produce even more fruit. And I'm trying to get down to that part of the verse. So they've been purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. I've picked apples up north, and so I don't go into the apple orchard and go, oh, look, there's a branch on the ground. Let me get that apple. If it's on the ground, it's on the ground for a reason. I don't want that fruit. That's not the fruit I want. I want the fruit that's still on the tree. I want that ripe fruit. That's the fruit I'm going after. And that's what we want to be. When people come into the vineyard, I want them to run up to me and go, that's the best grapes right there. Let's see. I want whatever he's got, whatever's in that grape, that's what I want. So that's how we should be. We should be nice, plump fruit that when people see us, they know that's a grape. That's grape is from God. That's how you know what a tree is, by the fruit. An apple tree can't make an orange. So an orange tree can't make an apple. That's how you know. When you go up to somebody and they say, I'm a Christian, they shouldn't have to tell you I'm a Christian. It should just be when you see them by the fruit. You're known by the fruit. So when the branch is on the ground, it can't produce fruit. It's severed from the vine. It cannot be fruitful. Oh, let's see. Now I got to get back on track here. Let's see. Been pruned and purified. I've given you, remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. So even when we're on the vine, we're saved. We're on the vine. We're going to heaven. But that's not what God wants. He wants us to remain fruitful. We can't remain fruitful unless we get in the Word. We need to have our alone time with God. We need to be in our secret place with God. And it's not always about getting in your secret place and I'm speaking in tongues and I'm praying, I'm getting loud. Sometimes it's just a fruit doesn't come out of a tree and go, our branch doesn't go, oh, I'm going to produce fruit. It just happens. I'm attached to the vine. The vine's going to make it happen. An apple doesn't, you don't go in and you see the little apple with little hands. He's hanging. Oh, I hope I'm a fruit. No, it just happens because of what we're attached to. So sometimes it's just sitting. Just get in the Word and just be quiet. Yes. Just let the Holy Spirit talk to us. And the more that we're in the Word, that is going to build our relationship with Jesus, with God, with the Holy Spirit. And the better relationship we have with him, we know who he is. We know who he's trying to be, what he's trying to say. It's almost like our children, those of us that have children, by the time they're 18, we know our relationship is so strong with them. They can come in and sit down on the couch and we just go, what do you want? Why? No, you can't go. I know what you're asking. No, you can't go. because our relationship is, we've been together so long, and that's where we need to be with God and the Holy Spirit. Our relationship needs to be so close and so strong that when we get in his presence, we know what he wants already and what he tries to tell us. And I'll go back to Balaam's donkey. You know, the donkey tried to tell him 3 times, stop, don't go here. But he wouldn't listen. His relationship, he was actually, his relationship with God was off. He was actually, he used witchcraft to be a seer. But even they tried to pay him the curse, Israel, and even he knew God's power and said, oh, no, that's, they're blessed. His donkey tried to stop him 3 times. And finally, when God opened his eyes and he saw the angel, and the angel said, you're lucky God opened your eyes. I was about ready to kill you and let the donkey go. We need to have that relationship with God so when the Holy Spirit does talk to us and tries to warn us, that we know, oh, that's the Holy Spirit. I don't need to go here. When we lose our car keys, when we can't find, when there's a detour, and we can't get to where we're supposed to be going, don't get mad. Don't let that bitter fruit start on our vine, the anger that comes with that. No, thank you, God, for giving me this detour. Whatever you've got planned for me, I'm not supposed to be there. That's where our relationship should be with God, with the Holy Spirit, that when things happen like that, that we don't get angry. We don't, you know, a guy came in front of me yesterday. I don't know what I did wrong, but he got really close, and as he's going by, I could tell he's cussing, and he flips us the finger, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I turned around, I said, I don't know, but God bless him. I don't know what made this guy that angry that, you know, that's what it caused, but we got to make sure that you never know who's watching. God is always watching us. So that should be enough to scare us, to keep us that no matter what I do it, God is watching us. But you never know who else is watching you. You might be at the store, and Bishop, he might be at the store, and he doesn't know who's there. But I bet if he says a cuss word, then it's on Facebook. Oh, I was at Walmart, and Bishop, I heard Bishop say this. Or I saw Bishop go in this store, you know. So, one, we shouldn't worry about what Bishop's doing. Let Bishop worry about what he's doing. But, and this goes back to a verse that Bishop was reading this morning to me. You know, Bishop doesn't want to cause other people to stumble. But now I got off my thing there, Bishop. So you got to pull me. I was telling Bishop, almost like in the Old Testament, like the priest had the rope. So if I fell because I wasn't right with God, they got pulled out of the holy place. So I told Bishop he might have to pull me out of the holy place here. But so let's see. Let me get back on track here. Let's see. Yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce a little bit of fruit. No, some fruit. Fruit. No, he says much fruit. He's not satisfied with just a little bit. He wants much. And that's where, like I said, it comes back into serving God and our relationship and the fruit that we have. And it's the fruit that the Holy Spirit produces. And in Galatians 5, it talks about love, joy. And them are the first two that he mentioned. So love and joy. And in this parable, that's what it's love and joy. But it goes on, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There was no law against these things. There's no law because there's nothing wrong. This is what God wants us to do. That's why there's nothing wrong with it. And if you go back to Galatians, it talks about the sins of the flesh. But they're all wrong. There's so many laws against all that stuff. So, and that goes back in to talk to what Bishop was talking about, the bitter fruit. Make sure our fruit is from the Holy Spirit. We don't want to have that bitter fruit. Even though we look good, and they might say, boy, that's a good piece of fruit. When they bite into it and it's bitter or it's got worms in it, it's just not right. It didn't get in the light. The light is Jesus. And that's what it takes to make the vine grow, the fruit grow. It needs light. And God is our light. Jesus is our light. The Word. The Word needs to be in us. That's where we get our nutrition from. And I have to look. So much fruit. He wants to produce much fruit. Don't be satisfied where we're at. For apart from me, you can do nothing. We have no power. The power is in God. The power is in Jesus. The power is in the Holy Spirit. They're one. Even though we talk about them as three, they all are one. We can't have one without the other. So we have to remain in him, and he's going to remain in us. We'll produce much fruit. It says, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. A grapevine is good to make grapes. That's it. You can't build anything with a grapevine. You can't make a nail out of a grapevine. It doesn't even really burn good. It's made to be a grapevine, and I think that's where when Jesus is using this analogy, grapevines are used through the whole Bible, but Israel was the original branches of this, and if you go back, like I said, where Paul in Romans was talking about that some of Israel has been removed so the Gentiles can be grafted onto the vine, I think that's what this touches on is we need to be the best grapevine we can because we're not good for any. If we get off the vine, we're not good. There's nothing else we're good for. So stay attached to the vine and be the best branch, be the best branch of that vine that we can be. It says, it says to be burned. And I'll go back. So, and this is where Bishop might have to come up and push me because if I get off here. So, and I think they're burned. This goes back to our works, the straw and wood, and so they're going to get burned up. All our fruit that we think is good and we get cut down, it's just going to be burned up in fire when it's time. So you don't want the it's cut and then it's burned. You don't want that. It's cut off. God cut it off for a reason. He doesn't want us to reach down and pick it up and try to graft it to ourselves again. So if he cuts it off for a reason to wither, he's going to send his angels. Let me burn it because I don't want John. I removed that for a reason. I removed his alcoholism for a reason. Don't let him pick it up. So God's removed that desire because that was one of my alcoholism. But God removed that desire from me. Over 4 years ago now, but he burned it up. And if he doesn't, then I might pick it back up. But if it's burned up and it's not there, I can't. Let me try to put it where it was cut and let me graft it back. And no, that it's gone. I can't pick it back up. So, and that's where we need to be at. Let's see. But if you remain in me, and I remain, and you remain in my words, and my words remain in you. You may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. True disciples. He's the true grapevine. We need to be true disciples. I don't want to be on the true grapevine if I can't be the true branch. I just don't want to. I don't want to be saved just to be saved. I don't want to be going through the motions. I want to be. What I'm attached to is great. I need to be great. I don't want God coming and just, the pruning's going to come. I understand that. We can't grow unless there's pruning done, and it's going to hurt. So anybody can have faith with a pocket full of money. Anybody can have faith when it's going great, when it's going rough, when the pruning time comes. That's when we need to be ready to grow. We can't grow without the pruning. If we're making fruit, we're not growing. And that's where it goes back to you do one or the other. If we're producing fruit, we're producing fruit. Let's produce fruit. The growing stage is done. God says, you're ready to produce. Let's produce the fruit. I just want to touch on, my time's running short here. I just want to touch on one thing here. And I'll jump down to verse 17. This is so important with what's going on nowadays. This is my command. Love each other. And in the world today, that's what we need to do. We need to love each other. And even where God talks about, they ask Jesus, what is the greatest commandment of the law? And he says, love the Lord. But equally, love one another. So as this world turns to whatever God has planned for it, it's not up to us to judge. Oh, that is so much better. I can see you guys now. It's not up to us to judge what's going on. It's up to us to love. Love is the fruit that God, that's what he wants us to have. He loved us that he gave his own life. He didn't have to. He could have got out of it. He could have called the angels to pick him. I changed my mind. I they're not worth it. I don't want to do it. No, Jesus loved us so much. God loved us that he sent his only. It wasn't like he had 20 kids and said, let me pick one. No, his only begotten son he sent. And then Jesus stepped into his purpose, his calling. He knew what he was supposed to do. And he loved us so much that he knew that was his time. His time was coming. And that's where this is at. He's almost at the end of it. Love one another. God loves me not because of who I am. He loves me despite who I am. We all have flaws. We're not perfect. Get our roots deep into the word. Understand his word. When it's time to make fruit, we'll make fruit. Just make sure we have our roots deep in him. And we'll end there, Bishop. And
amen. If we could, amen. Good job. Wonderful job. Love you, brother. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's give God a great hand clap of praise for him. And I will, it is always such an honor to learn and to grow when God starts to speak from a new vessel. And again, let's give him a hand. I think he did a wonderful job this morning. I see a powerhouse in there. And one of the things that he said that I thought was so profound, you either grow or you produce fruit. And there are different stages where people want to go and produce fruit, but they haven't given the time to grow. And so they become like that Charlie Brown Christmas tree that just leans over all the time. They just look like they're always depressed and always sad about something. And it's because they haven't put time in for the growth to bear the weight of the fruit that God wants to put into their life. Or you have people that have, they're in their fruitful stage, but instead of taking care of what they have, they want to grow to something else. They want to grow, they look at something else, it looks bigger, it looks better, and so they want to go to something else instead of sticking with what they have and letting God prune them when it's time, that they can help those fruit to grow. And the fruit we're talking about is people. It is the people that we pour into, the life that we give to others is so critical. I've seen people that have turned from the faith and turned to anger and turned to bitterness and turned to sadness during this time because they didn't have enough root in them to last. What I think now, Corona, we've been struggling with that for since March. And think about it. Who would have thought we had a limit on how far our Christianity could hold us out? If I would have came to you and said, your faith will last you 6 months in crisis, you would tell me I'd have lost my mind. But I'm watching people lose their Christianity and they become withered up on the vine and they stop communicating with Jesus and they're trying to live without him and they're withering and they're becoming of no good use to the body. I'm encouraging you now, as he has said, you must love one another and you must stay connected to the vine. Jesus is the vine and out of him come the branches. Without him, you can do nothing. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you, if that's you, if that spoke to you, and this message really related to you, I want you to those of you who are online and those who are listening, I want you to put your hands in the air and say, God, let me ever be connected to the vine. Don't ever let this branch fall off or not be able to produce fruit. God, you know my time. God, you know my season. So right now, I'm going to grow where I'm planted. I'm going to be what you called me to be. And Lord, as I grow, as you produce the fruit, you have the right to prune anywhere in my life. If something is causing my faith to lean, if something's taken away from my heart, you have the right to enter in and remove it. I don't care what I think. If it goes contrary to you, take it away, God, because I want to bear fruit. I want to go to heaven. I want to be right. And I want to rejoice when you come in your glory. I want to be excited when I see you and not hide under a bushel. I don't want to hide under, I don't want to turn the lights off on my city on a hill. God, I don't want to hide under a candle stand. I want to be on top and excited when you show up. So, Father, right now, pour back into me the fire. Pour back into me the water. As he said, miss me all over again. Put the water back into my life that I could be prosperous, God. Don't let me look at the other branch. But Lord, let me be concerned. Am I connected? Are my bonds tight with you so that I can hold on to the fruit that you gave me? Can you give me a little more water so I can hold on to the vine and the branch can hold on to the fruit and that I don't lose any because I'm dehydrated from you? God, I need to be misted by the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you for your word today. Now, if you're listening online and God's speaking to you about changing your life, here's what I want you to do. If you've never given your life to Jesus and you've kind of walked in a way where you thought he would always be taken care of without effort, but you now know that you must seek him, you must be grounded in his word, and you need him. If you're hungry for that and a new adventure in life, then now's the time to give your life and rededicate it back to God. Whether it's your first time or you're rededicating your heart to the vine who has all that you need, now's the time to make the change. I'm going to ask whether you rededicate or you give your life to God for the first time, that you pray this prayer with me. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Everything I've done in my flesh, I'm sorry. I want to be all that you called me to be. Even if it hurts me, prune me, because I want to be prosperous and fruitful, so that you can call me your disciple. Lord, I accept Jesus as the Lord of my life. I accept him as the vine that gives nutrients to my life. And I ask that you forgive me of all those sins from the day I was born to this moment. And I accept Jesus as Lord over my life. From this day forward, I rededicate my heart to seeking your face, because I may not even know what my purpose is or what my fruit looks like. And if I don't know what that is, I've got to cling that much harder to the vine. So I rededicate my heart to you so nothing can take me away. God, I praise you and I accept salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If that was you and you prayed that prayer, would you do me a favor? Would you please, please go online and shoot me an email at bishop@thefrontierchurch.com. And we'd love to celebrate with you and getting you a gift and touching base with you also. And at the first of every month, we get together on the first Sunday of every month. It's called Drive-In Breakthrough. And we want you to come on in, get your breakthrough here on campus. We will preach a word in front of our sanctuary until it's time for us to come back in fellowship. And we'll keep you posted. But for today, I want you to remember, He is the vine, you are the branches, and His desire is that you bear much fruit. I want to say this to you. Pursue purpose and impact the world. God bless you, and I'll see you next week. Take care.